It's blazing hot outside. You get in your car to turn on the AC to get cold air pumping, but it blows hot air out. This issue is commonly caused by low refrigerant due to leaks in the AC system. You want an easy, all-in-one solution that will restore the cold air in no time. AC Pro Recharge Kits make restoring cold air easy for even those with zero DIY experience in less than 10 minutes. Save time and money versus going to a shop by picking up an AC Pro Recharge Kit today. Be a pro with AC Pro.
In celebration of opening day, we've got a special episode of the Moth Podcast for you. The theme is baseball and the surprising ways it connects people.
I gaze out at the players on the field, and then I look over at my dad, and I realize that in the silence between us that something has changed. It's like I'm seeing him for the first time.
Two stories about baseball, family, and so much more. The episode's available right now. Subscribe to the Moth Podcast to make sure you hear it.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring. Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
It's Mookie Betts.
It's Daniel Bard.
It's Steve Aoki.
There's Saul Tolamacchia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
Telling players that they're going from the minor leagues to the major leagues has become a thing in baseball, more so than ever. It's always been a thing, obviously. But from the outsider's perspective, this is something we always look forward to now. It's entertaining, it's enlightening, it's informative. It's just part of the baseball season, which we look forward to, in large part because of social media, right? And the videos and everything else that comes with it. Well, we wanted to take you behind the scenes. And there's no better person to do that than Buck Britton. Buck Britton just happens to be the Norfolk Tides manager, AAA, which just happens to be the affiliate for the Baltimore Orioles, who just happened to be the team that seems to send a top prospect up every single day, or at least quite a bit, including, by the way, just on Thursday, we have Colton Cowser being sent up once again. So Buck Britton had to enact his powers, all of experience, all his while to present this in the best way possible to the guy who is getting the information. Now it's old hat for him because he's gone through it a few different times. But we want to get the anatomy of what it's like to tell a guy he's going up to the major leagues, because he's done it. Buck has done it in many, many ways, as you're going to hear. The first time he did it, he had to knock on a hotel room at 2:00 in the morning. And then, of course, he has the video of Adley telling Adley Rutschman, which went viral, and I think was sort of spawned a lot of these other videos more than ever. Social media teams telling their people, let's document this, let's get this out there, let's make this a historical document. So there you go. But Buck Britton, I sat down with him, and he gave me the what's what when it comes to all things that go into these sort of things. I love this conversation. I love it. So Buck Britton, brother of Zach Britton, of course, and also rising manager, one of the hottest properties in the minor league managerial community, Buck Britton, and also a former player. So there you go. So he knows what it's like to get news, the good, the bad, the indifferent news. But all of what we're talking about, this is all good news, especially if you're the Baltimore Orioles fan. Here's Buck Britton.
So first of all, congratulations with everything. I mean, it's what this following your career a little bit. It's been what a time, right? I mean, the time to not only be a manager, to be a manager for these guys, who you've gotten pretty good at sending guys to majors.
Hey, I've been very blessed to be put in this spot. I was given an opportunity right away after playing, and I've just been lucky that we've had these players that have been coming through. It makes my job easy.
So I have to. So you also are leading the minor leagues and all managers for viral videos, because right. it's which is a thing, right? Which is good. So what I'm talking about, of course, is sending guys to the majors.
Yeah.
Have you gotten increasingly better at it, or more comfortable with it?
I don't know if I've gotten better or if I've gotten worse, honestly. Coming up with new ideas to send guys up is a challenge. And sometimes you don't find out till right after the game, so you don't have much to piece it together. I think I was fortunate with Adley's. I had a little bit of time to prepare, and that kind of sparked everything. But it's, man, it's been a blast.
Who was the first one? Who was the first guy that you did?
Honestly, it wasn't on video, but the first player I ever sent to the big leagues was Dylan Tate from Double A.
Yeah.
But the first video was Adley.
Yeah.
And so if you're gonna go big on the first one, you might as well do it with Adley, right?
Well, let me take you back to Dylan Tate. So you hadn't done this before. You've had it done, I mean, different levels for you, right? I mean, everyone gets good news when you're a good baseball player. You were a good baseball player. But what was that like? Were you nervous? What was that like?
I was a little nervous. The way it happened, they were on the West Coast. The team was on the West Coast. So it was like 2 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
So I had to try to call him, and I couldn't get a hold of him. So then we were in the hotel on the road. I had to go knock on his door. But then from there, it was just... obviously, it's the biggest, one of the biggest.
Wait, so you had to knock on his door like 2 o'clock in the morning?
2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, and right out of bed, and but I think he enjoyed the knock, regardless of what time it was. It was fun.
Was it one? I'm sorry, I'm trying to get this image of where, you know, I'm waking up and like, what?
Yeah. No, it's funny too because his roommate at the time is an Australian kid named Alex Wells that we had, and he answered the door, nothing but, you know, Hanes white underwear. Dylan was still asleep, so it was a good time.
So now I want to go to Adley. So this is probably, there's been a few of them since, but this is the OG. This is the this is the one that sort of got the whole ball rolling.
Yeah.
Let's take, if you can, do the anatomy of the Adley Rutschman. So take me back to when you first found out, then you started thinking about it. Anything, any detail? People love the details.
You know, so Mike, the GM, Mike Elias, called me right before the game and said, "Hey, listen, not a for sure thing, but chances are pretty good we're going to call Adley up. So stay away from him if you can." I said, "All right, I can do that." And there was some conversation, so he had the day off, and then, you know, after the game, I get the text. I come in after the game, and I during the game, I got ejected. So I got thrown out of the game in the eighth inning, and now I'm sitting on this Adley thing, and I finally get the text from Mike, but he wants to wait till the Major League game's over. And I think our Major League game went 14 innings. So I had to figure out a way to keep him in the locker room. Luckily, one of our guys, Nick Vespi, was his first time getting called up, and he was pitching, I think, in the 13th inning. So guys were there watching. And then as soon as that game was over, my heart started pounding, and we had a little bit of a plan set up. I didn't know how it was going to go.
So you didn't know how it was going to go, though?
I didn't know how it was going
to go.
Yeah, I didn't know how it was going to go. I mean, we knew we were going to have the camera set up. The PR department wanted this. But once you get in the moment, you know, especially for me, nothing's scripted. So I was just talking from the heart, and it ended up being pretty cool.
When he walks into, because I love it, like I watched that video like 50 times. But so, well, first of all, like, so he could have gone home. I mean, he, right?
Yeah, I had to try to keep him there. We had some guys there. I put Stowers in on it because he's one of his good buddies. But then thank God Vespi came into the game, and you know, Adley's, he's always team guy, you know. He's always rooting for the guys that he played with. So, yeah, it was fortunate.
So you're sitting there. He walks in the door. Now you're like, okay, you know, this is you're trained to manage a baseball team. Before that, to play a baseball game, to hit fungos, to everything else. You're not trained to do that.
No. And then, you know, the number one prospect in baseball, it's Adley Rutschman, you know. Hopefully, you know, the face of the franchise for a long time, and you get one opportunity. I think Eminem says it best, right? You get one opportunity. So I had to get the emotions down from being ejected. In the video, I have a towel around my neck because I am sweating. I mean, I can't mess this up. It's not like you say, time out, go back outside, walk back in. And then I don't know if I kind of blacked out from there, but it was a good time. I had gotten to know Adley a lot before that, so it was a good moment.
So he sits down, and his reaction is, I mean, it's just awesome. I mean, this is why we do it, right? Because you also probably, you like, okay, I do my part and I want to execute it, but I want to see the reaction of the guy, and I want to make sure, like, I want the payoff. I want the and he paid off. His reaction was pretty good.
Yeah, you know, the whole time you're thinking he only gets one time to go to the big leagues. This is his moment.
Yeah.
Hopefully the camera's running. You know, I thought I hit play or record.
Oh, you're the one who had to hit play.
Oh, I hit record.
Oh, because if you saw the camera crew.
Yeah, So I had this iPad propped up in the corner of my desk, you know, trying to keep it out of sight. But it was a cool moment.
So after when you start seeing it sort of goes viral, I mean, I would imagine that's the first time you went viral.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, and honestly, yeah, I don't even know how viral it went. I just knew because of Adley, it was going to take off. I just wanted to make sure I didn't embarrass myself during the whole thing. So
you nailed it. Well, like you said, I mean, I think people loved it because, you know, we like. This is what it's about, right? Yeah. I mean, and now, much like when you had it with Dylan and Adley, and now you've done it a few times. Yeah. Have you had another video? Or
yeah, I had Gunner. Gunner was on video.
Right. That was a year ago.
Yeah, Kowser was on video this year. I think those are the only ones. Sometimes they happen, and you know, there's no time.
So going to Gunner, because that was a year ago.
Yeah.
You same setup, like
that one was at home, and actually he had left the ballpark, and he was getting a burger somewhere, and I interrupted his meal. But we had this whole plan. We had just taken a drug test before, so I had to set something up. I had the trainer call and be like, "Hey, we got to come talk to you about this." And then he came right into the, you know, in the nicest kid in the world. In his head, he's probably going, "All right, something's going on."
Yeah.
But he had left the ballpark, so it was to get him back in. And I think he kind of had an idea it was going to happen at that moment. But another, you know, I don't think it matters.
So what did we learn? Much like as baseball players, we learn from doing it a second time. What did you learn? Like he's like, "Ah, I could have angled the camera this way." Did you learn anything?
Yeah, I mean, I learned just to kind of be prepared with all these guys, honestly. You know, better have an idea in my head for when something like this happens. But no, I mean, none of it's scripted, so I just kind of go with how I'm feeling, and luckily they've paid off a little bit.
And so now we sit here today, you'd have to do it again, right? I mean, and so does it feel like, okay, you know? I mean, this is one of the great parts about the job. There's some really sucky parts about the daddy job. But this is, like, days like today or whatever, just say, hey, you know, smiles aren't a bad thing.
No, you know, especially this level. I mean, everybody knows they're a phone call away. You know, it can happen at any moment. But like you said, man, there's times where I got to send players home, you know, and that's the worst part of the job. But sending players to the major leagues is, that's probably the best part of this job.
What's the best for you? Because you had a good career, so what is the best moment in that respect for you? And conversely, like the toughest one?
Yeah, obviously the toughest one is being released, you know? You know, I got to play for a long time in the minor leagues. I never got to play in the big leagues, but I stuck around in the minor leagues for a long time. I was very fortunate. Honestly, the best moment for me, it didn't even happen with me. I remember when my brother got called to the big leagues. We were both in Florida. He didn't make the team out of spring training, but the team was going to Tampa. Something happened with Brian Mattis, I believe, and it was going to be the third game of the season. And I remember him getting the phone call. He called me. We ended up going to his hotel room. You know, I was there when he called my dad and stuff. And
that's cool.
Yeah, so it's... I know how precious those moments are and how cool they can be, so I want to make sure when guys go for the first time, you know, it makes it special.
We do a lot of thing where, like, I'm always fascinated by the family element. And, you know, this... Like, we had Pete Fatsy on, the Red Sox hitting coach, and his brother. And the brother... It's hard, you know, a brother, a father, a son, whatever it is. It's hard because you're living. It's probably harder for you to go through whatever your brother's going through than what you go through, right?
Yeah, I mean, you definitely stress for them. And, you know, when they're out there competing, I know my parents would always stress when he was out there on the mound. And, you know, by the end of his career, he's pitching at the end of games, you know, like pressure moments. But it's at the end of the day, and people always ask me this, it's like, it's... I don't see him as the major league pitcher. You know, he's still my brother.
Yeah, he's the guy you struck out in wiffle ball.
Yeah, exactly. He's a little guy I beat up all the time, you know, when we were younger. But it's still cool to watch him.
I want to do real quick just about, like, this group, about this. I mean, everyone talks about this group. It's not just me saying, hey, because I'm here. Like, hey, you got a bunch of good players. It's for you, you've been around a couple different teams.
Yeah.
What's it feel like?
I mean, the amount of talent that we have up and down this organization, I think what a tremendous job we've done of drafting players. And not just talented players when it comes to baseball, but really high character guys. You know, these guys genuinely pull for each other. They've become really a tight-knit group. Even guys that play similar positions that know that, hey, in order for me to get an opportunity, like, I'm going to have to bypass you, or I'm competing head-to-head with you. It doesn't get in the way of the friendships and the bonds these guys are building. So it's very unique, and it's been great. But, I mean, hats off to the scouts and what Mike and the team has done to draft these players and bring them in.
When you, as you say, when you see the guys come up, because we hear about them, yeah. And then you get a chance to see them every day, is it like, oh, man, they weren't lying. Yeah. This kid's good.
Yeah, no, there's a ton of talent, man, a ton of talent. And there's still more coming. You know, yeah. The pipeline is a real thing. And we're just excited anytime we get somebody new, because typically that means we've sent somebody good up to the big leagues. So we're always excited.
The last question I ask this to everybody, why isn't baseball boring? I always have to emphasize that just in case you're having a bad day.
Yeah.
But there's no wrong answers. I've asked the commissioner this, GMs, managers, players, why isn't baseball boring?
Man, for me, it's more of like the strategy of it. You know, I guess when you've done it your whole life, it becomes part of, and especially for me in my seat, the strategy of the game. You just never know in this game, man. Like the other day, we were down 11-2 going into the third inning. We came back and won 13-12 on a walk off in the night. You just never know, you know. And when a team gets momentum, it's pretty impressive how the game can change, and how the crowd gets involved has a lot to do with it. I just feel like baseball, it's every day, right? So even within failure, you know that tomorrow's a new day. But the strategy of it, the things that people don't realize, you know, the little details that are important to win games, I think that's what makes it exciting, is that you just never know. And there's no clock, right? Or there is a clock, but we don't run out of time,
yeah.
Right? Say there's innings.
It's just the right amount of clock.
Right, yeah.
But that's a great answer. It made me remember, also, you just talk about your comeback. It made me remember I just watched Moneyball for the first time in like 4 years. That game, I'm like, wait a second. How did the Royals come back for the A's in that? Like, it's a reminder, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. All right, well, thank you so much.
Yeah, you got it.